I'm so scared. I wish I had a ham sandwich to calm my nerves. We gotta, find a place to hide. Where you going, fuzzy face?
Back to the 80s.
That's what I was afraid of. Come on, wait for me.
This is Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you for joining us, because this is the show where we talk about the things that, just made us feel fuzzy and warm inside, and sometimes not so much, but other times, just to think about the 80s, it just brings a smile to my face. But of course, we can't do the show alone. With me is a man who has more leather assless chaps than Rob Halford himself on a hot summer night in West Hollywood. It is said that he has been seen cruising up and down the Sunset Strip, reenacting his fight with Axl Rose.
That is right. Shadow puppets.
Here, at Back to the 80s, he is called the Chang.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kitties of the 80s, welcome to another rendition of Back to the 80s. Yes, this is the Chang. I know some of you have missed me more than my left hand misses me when I'm waving at myself in the mirror, like I every day wave at myself. And you too should wave at yourselves. Give yourself a little kiss on the cheek in that mirror, because you are special. I'm looking at you, Tusky. You too. You're very special. Tiger Woods looking baseball cap on.
Thank you.
Wowzy, well, wow.
I appreciate it, my friend. And a big shout out to you as well there in the midst of your dojo studio with all the relics of years past.
All that's missing is a gong.
Do you remember the Gong Show?
Oh, dude, I used to love that show.
That was 70s, right?
70s, yes. I think maybe 80s, early 80s, it might have died. Do you remember a comedian on there called Bruce Baum? He used to come out as a character, as Baby Man with a diaper.
Yes,
I do. He had long hair with a big... I performed with him and Vic Dunlop at the Coach House in the early 2000s. I'd say maybe my first year after I had completed 3 years of open mic in the stand-up comedy circuit of Los Angeles and Orange County. I was very blessed to work with those two guys. Those guys kept me going for a bit, bro.
Oh, I had no idea, man. And I thought I knew everything about you.
Oh, man, these guys were on The Tonight Show. They gave me a lot of help, and I was just floored, you know, that they went and saw me perform at Cerritos College one night. And from then on, these guys started giving me gigs, and I was even getting paid. I was living like a rock star.
This is Back to the 80s. Don't go away, because there's much more.
Hey, if you listen to rock and roll radio in the 80s, then listen to this. Toscano and Chang, they will transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
Ouch. You remember the first time you tried these games?
Space Cadet.
But with practice. Captain Galaxy. And when you first tried Coke, I bet you said, no, thank you. But hey,
let's try Coke again.
Because once you got that new wave taste, you want to try it again, again, and again.
Practice makes perfect.
Catch the wave, the Coke.
This is Back to the 80s Radio. Before the break, I told you we had a surprise visit from someone who's no stranger to the 80s. Haitian actor and producer best known for his role as the Haitian on the NBC television series Heroes. He's been on films such as The Bourne Identity, Tears of the Sun, and Arlie, starred in and produced the movie Rattlesnakes, and a ton of other great movies. With us, Jimmy Jean-Louis, thank you for taking the time to be on the show. I know that you're at the Cannes Film Festival in France. You're set to host the second annual Guesquio fundraiser in France, there in Cannes, on May 22nd at the Carlton Beach Club during the 75th Festival of the Cannes, which is basically there to honor filmmakers. So I appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Back to the 80s Radio.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, you're in France. What are you there promoting this year?
Well, first of all, I just got back from from a shoot that took place in Jordan, Algeria, and India. So that's my latest project. It's an Indian project. So I had to come here in Cannes because I'm having the second annual fundraiser for Gescu. Gescu being a group that's been working in infection disease for the past 30 years, specifically in Haiti. And as you know, Haiti has always been affected by those kind of problems, you know, whether it was AIDS, Corona, of course, and many other ones. And we're still battling with Corona. So that's why I thought it was important to mix the visibility that we have from Cannes, to mix the filmmakers, the influencers, and the power people, and let them know that we also are dealing with a very important issue, which is Corona. It's not over yet. We're still battling it. And Gescu has been doing a great job. And I just wanted to highlight that.
We seem to be living in a new time, right? It's something that is kind of from a movie. You get done with Corona, then something else comes on. So a lot of people have been saying, you know what? If there was a way to go back, take me back. But a lot of us forget sometimes that there's also bad things that happened during the 80s and that it wasn't so easy for many. Talk to us a little bit about your journey through the 80s as well, so we can finally land in 2022.
Well, the 80s for me have some great memorable moments. Music was great. You know, that's when we had the likes of Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, and of course, very, very early on, you know, the death of Bob Marley. The 80s for me is the arrival of AIDS, and AIDS being specifically blamed on Haiti back then. I was extremely affected by that because most people thought that all Haitians had AIDS. And me growing up in Paris, people also thought that me being from Haiti had AIDS and had to deal with that. So there is that. But at the same time, you know, I just had to keep fighting and trying to find my space within this society. So I went through the 80s. When things were very hard in Paris, I just decided to get out. And I got out. I went to Spain, where I worked in musical theater. And then I went to live in South Africa, then in England, then in Italy, and eventually in the States, just to tackle the film business. But throughout the journey, it was extremely difficult. But I do have some fond memories from the 80s.
I didn't know something about you, which is that you are a man of many languages.
Possiamo parlare italiano perché ho abitato a Milano per come un anno. That's why I speak Italian.
Wow, that's so. What he said is he speaks Italian because he did spend about a year in Milan.
Igual por español. He vivido en España para como tres años a Barcelona. So por eso que hablo español.
So he's also lived in Barcelona, and that's why he speaks Spanish. Now, see, you can put me in the middle of France for 5 years, and I'll probably only know how to order from the menu, and that's about it.
French is a lot more complicated. It's especially if you're not a French-speaking person, you know, you're not going to be able to pick it up just like that. Very complex, and it's full of tongues, twisters. So no, it's not easy. You actually have to live in the country to properly get the French essence as well.
Now, backtrack a little bit for me. You had a very tough childhood as well, up to the age, I believe, of 12 or so, I read. But after that, when was it that something clicked in your mind that said, you know what, I want to pursue acting? Where was that? How did that happen?
I think it just happened along the way. You know, it's just based on all the many experiences that I've had. Up until I was 12, I was living in Haiti. Rough, tough place, rough, tough situation. But at the same time, I had a great time, you know, I had an excellent time. So I went to Paris and then, you know, did my education there. And of course, I couldn't work as much as I wanted to, especially in the arts, because there was no space for people like me being a person of color. There was very little work for me. And that's when I decided to go and look for work elsewhere. And things just happened based on my own needs. And from France, I went to Spain and I worked in musical theaters for like 3 years there. That's where I spoke Spanish. And then from there, I was like, okay, 3 years, that's enough. Let's move on. And I went to Italy, worked for a year. I started to model in Italy. And then I continued to model in South Africa, where I had a great experience in South Africa, up to the point where I actually even met with President Nelson Mandela. Wow. So that was a huge deal for me.
Sure.
I think the meeting with Mr. Mandela is the one that defined for me how I was going to continue to carry on with my life.
Yeah.
Because from that moment, I sort of realized that I was the master of my own destiny. If I wanted to accomplish something, no one else could actually stop me but myself. And when you take a kid from Haiti growing up without electricity or running water, and then to have the possibility and the chance to meet with someone like Nelson Mandela, I couldn't take that just for granted. I Absolutely. Knew that there was a stronger and deeper message underneath all that. So that's why I'm saying from that moment, I knew that, I could continue to go on. I would be okay. So that's how from that moment, I decided to have a voice. Because when you are modeling, dancing, it's all body expression, but you don't have the same kind of voice that you do have if you become an actor, for example, where people will take time to listen to you. And yet, that's what forced me to believe that, let's continue in acting world and maybe I can potentially get to a situation where I will have a voice and I would potentially be able to, to express myself in a way that I could potentially touch a few people, thousands, millions at a time. And yeah, there was a real motivation after meeting Nelson Mandela, for sure.
It's incredible that one meeting with one person of great significance can produce in the heart something that lets you say, well, yes, I'm an actor, yes, I'm known, but I'm also a human being who cares for other human beings, and in particular, those from where I came from, and that you have this compassion and that you are sharing the support with the world, and that's something to admire. I understand that you worked with Bruce Willis on his last two films.
I was lucky enough to be part of many experiences with him, who just retired. I was lucky enough to play with him in his last two movies, and those movies will be coming out soon. We've done Tears of the Sun together in 2002, but to be able to be with him and do his last two projects was something quite amazing for me, because I value him as being one of the top actors who's remained all the way up there until he retired. And that was a special moment, for me to actually witness his very last scene from the business. I wish the entire family well, because we all know that, they're going through some troubling time.
It's definitely something that's going to leave a footprint in your mind and your soul for a long, long time. On another note, I did read somewhere that you love football. Now, I'm not talking about the one you play with your hand. I'm talking about football, the one you actually play with your feet. So I'm aware that you're a pretty good soccer player there.
Yeah, I mean, as a youngster, I've played football. I think that I actually had a chance to join a big club, which is one of the biggest clubs these days, which is Paris Saint-Germain. When I was about 14, I had a chance to potentially join that club. But back then, nobody took football that seriously, and especially not my parents. So I sort of passed without understanding what I was passing on. But I've continued the passion, I've never stopped playing. So when I moved to LA, I joined many teams, and one of them was the Hollywood United Football Club, which is a club made of a bunch of ex-professionals, some singers, some actors, and it's just a recreational kind of team, but we do have fun here and there. I no longer play with that club, but I continue to play with other group of people, other ex-professionals and very valuable athletes who now just want to kick the ball around. And we do that on a weekly basis in LA.
Are you getting a chance to go see any football games while you're there?
I'm not going to stop in Paris, unfortunately. I'm in Cannes, so yeah. You know, it's not the same city. But if I was in Paris, yes, I would have definitely gone there. And you know who is a great soccer player? And I'm not sure people know about that. And we've played for a long time, for many years. It's Steve Nash, the basketball player.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, my goodness. Steve Nash is phenomenal. Phenomenal to the point that he could have played professional if he wanted to.
Reminds me of Kobe Bryant in a way.
Indeed.
Jimmy, I know you're busy, but I got one last question for you. And it's what I ask every time I talk to someone. If you had a chance to go back, whether it be the 80s, 70s, or wherever, any era, to change something, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I'm the kind of person who look at life moving forward, not necessarily looking back. So it's difficult for me to actually try to go there. I'll continue moving forward and try to bring people together and let them understand that, you know, we're all here as a group of people, and let's try to be as good as possible and as respectful as possible that we can be with each other. We've done some terrible things against each other. And moving forward, I hope that we can all recognize that and make sure that we stop all that nonsense. Up until now, we still do some, you know, on a daily basis, whether it's wars, whether it's personal attacks, whether it's gun. I mean, all kind of crazy situations happen these days that you don't comprehend how we, who are supposed to be brothers and sisters, end up doing that to ourselves. For me, that's mainly a question, not a change or resolution, but I would love people to think a little bit deeper about the notion of togetherness and humankind, you know?
It's incredible that we're in 2022 and we know that we've advanced so much in so many areas of society, of life, but the human nature, something there in human nature that for some reason we can't not break a chain.
No, you're completely correct. You know, in the same year where we could actually explore the moon and many other planets, we still cannot get along as a group of people. So, you know, it doesn't match up. It doesn't make any sense. So let's put the priority on the people less than we're doing it on things. Yeah.
Jimmy Jean-Louis, thank you so much for being on Back to the 80s. And thank you for being the kind person that promotes love and unity and togetherness for humanity. And thank you for caring for not only Haiti, but for your fellow man. It starts with one person at a time. That is contagious.
Thank you very much. All right.
So I
This is Back to the 80s. I'm your host, Toscano, here with Gina D, the party diva, who's reporting on the scene, whether it's music, film, whether it's sports, she's in on the underground. She's south of France right now in Cannes. Gina, thanks for being on Back to the 80s.
Well, don't even talk to me. I'm living la vida loca.
I know.
You got what I'm saying? It took about 4 hours to come down to earth after I just met the man, the one and only, and you know who I'm talking about.
We're talking Ricky Martin himself.
Well, let me tell you, I just heard that he signed on to star in a comedy with Mrs. America Pie for Apple TV.
Really?
A day ago. Aren't we so courant? Okay, let me tell you what happened. I just had a meeting with Ricky Martin.
You guys look great together, by the way.
I wish if I could just have dinner, I will have dinner with him because we're in Cannes. I'm still in Cannes during the film festival, as you recall.
Yeah.
And I was at a famous hotel, Eden Rock. And because I am the executive producer of BWAROC.org, we are being really careful about the singers, the artists, the actors that we honor. And on our most favorable, most wanted was Ricky Martin. He often appears at a lot of fundraisers and helps them out because he's going to be performing Thursday night in Cannes at the Hotel Eden Rock. And Ricky went into rehearsal sound check.
Right.
And from far away, I heard that fabulous voice. Who do you think? What female? I know I haven't told you ahead of time, so you don't get to do any research.
Yep.
But she probably has the strongest, I will go as far as saying, one of the top three strongest pop vocalists ever, blonde, Latin, and she did a remix of a famous song, Gitchy Gitchy Ya Ya.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is Christina Aguilera.
Oh, good, and that was not rehearsed. So we could hear Christina, she's a little pint-sized thing, and a powerhouse indeed. So they are preparing and doing a sound check for AMFAR, which is helping AIDS research, and they do a heck of a lot of good. This is quite an event. So I was so happy to get to have a meeting with Ricky Martin to discuss the Better World Awards 10th annual Rock for Humanity, which will be held in Pompano Beach. I've mentioned it before. I'm going to mention it again. We're helping the smaller communities. Miami can drive in. Fort Lauderdale is 10 minutes away. And of course, Palm Beach is 35 minutes away. But of course, the rest of the world is going to come in. But I'm saying if you are in Florida, it's an easy, easy one. Pompano Beach. I just saw Foreigner there in February, March.
Yeah,
amazing.
You know,
great venue.
Yeah, Gina, we have a lot of listeners in Florida. And isn't it like a 45-minute drive from Miami or something like that?
It was in traffic for me, okay? We got home in 35, so really not a big deal. But, and I'm thinking, have I covered everything? Because I'm going to talk to his manager to put the deal together for him to be honored for his work, especially in equality.
Yeah.
And, you know, AIDS is helping medical research, which is helping the underserved is the word we use. People that don't get help. They don't maybe financially aren't able to get medical help. And that's why you see so many people that will pass away from many illnesses because
yeah.
they don't have the medical aid.
So, Gina, what's going on new with Ricky Martin? Because, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's been everywhere, been there, done that.
Well, I did hear that he signed a deal to star opposite Kristen Wiig in the comedy Mrs. American Pie based on the novel by Juliet McDaniel. Now, this is supposed to be for Apple TV. People say he's quite an actor, which I loved. He's playing a role of Robert, a firm bachelor, who teams up with Kristen Wiig's Maxine after her husband walks out on her during Thanksgiving in 69. He's quite a talent. He's at the 75th annual Cannes Film Festival this week, as I told you.
Yeah.
And Mrs. American Pie is Ricky's first major role since starring as Antonio D'Amico in The Assassination of Johnny Versace. The
That's
other
nice.
Thing is I'm really excited. Yeah. You know, I've been actually talking to people in Vacaville, really seriously, because 27, the show that you attended,
right.
is going to be in Vacaville. And I didn't know anything about Vacaville. And the newspapers had called me. They heard your radio report, which is quite brilliant. And they said, we'd like to do a little story because that group of singers that are six singers that all play artist that died at 27 will be performing in Vacaville, and then right after that, San Jose.
That's right. That's I believe June 16th, starting at 8 p.m. They will be at the Vacaville Performing Arts Theater. That's in Vacaville, California.
You went to the show. Do you have a favorite? Can you say you had a favorite when you watched the singers?
So
give me your take.
Well, as the show started, I thought that Jim Morrison was going to be. That was my expectation. But
right,
I got to tell you, Kurt Cobain just rocked the house. And so did Janis Joplin and Robert Johnson were great. But yeah, when Kurt Cobain came on, it was pretty powerful.
And, you know, I mean, it doesn't take away from the other performances, but sometimes something sticks with you so powerfully. I was never a big grunge fan, but when I saw the show, I'm going to say the Kurt Cobain, and if Seattle people are listening, I guess the rest of the world, not just Seattle, loves Kurt. The show will be Vacaville, San Jose, Santa Barbara. I think there's a whole tour that you should announce, because that's kind of a special little local thing. And so often we don't get to have shows that are more personal. They become these big forums, you know?
If you're interested in finding out more, you can always go to khits925.com. We have a banner there with the Ultimate Tribute Concert Tour that you can go visit. Go to khits92.5. Ooh. We have a banner that'll lead you directly to the Better World Awards website.
Oh,
so
that's
you
so
can
great.
Have all the info.
Next year, we're going to give 10 tickets away. I know that sounds like a lot. It is a lot because it's 3,000 people in the audience and our tickets are really expensive. I'm sorry. There are some that aren't expensive because we want the world to be able to enjoy this, but the expensive tickets are for the Celebrity Gala and that's only 500 people. So we're going to extend it only to your radio show, Mr. Mario.
Excellent.
And the cool thing about the tickets is there is a VIP reception and gala. And the Celebrity Gala is what everyone wants to go to. And we tend to be really pricey because celebrities want to keep it exclusive. So we are going to give those tickets away on your show in 2023. Keep on listening. We'll have trivia. We'll have a lot of fun. If people are listening and see the website and want to donate $5 or $10, we're like so happy because it immediately goes towards the environment and hunger issues. And this is really important for us to start building. And if one person gives $5, we are so ecstatic because we've worked since 2008 on this. And as Ricky Martin said, 2008 was a special year. We're hoping you donate. And of course, if people donate a lot more, we're going to be having once a month drawings where you get one ticket. So the people that do donate over $100, they may get a chance to win a $2,000 ticket.
Wow. Head on over to bwaroc.org. And right about in the middle of the page, it says give today. So for your chance to make a difference around the world and help with disaster relief and the environment, equality, hunger, and clean water.
Thank you so much.
Gina D, the party diva, as always, I can't thank you enough. I mean, you are the main gal.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Jimmy. Jimmy Takeout. Can I take your order?
It's my first time coming in here to try some of your delicious entrees. What neck of the woods from the Asian states are you from? If you don't mind me asking.
You want to know where I'm from, or do you want to know what we can get the fried chicken wing, we can get the fried scallop, the chicken with broccoli?
No.
Want the egg foo young?
I would like to know what country did you originate from before you came to these fine United States that I helped mold into one of the strongest countries of all time?
I'm from New York, the Island Park, yes, New York.
Yes. During my acting career, I visited New York on a frequent base. You might know some of my movies. I used to travel around with a chimpanzee. His name was Bonzo.
Okay, no Bonzo here. You want the egg drop soup? You want the shrimp noodle soup? You want the house special? You want the vegetable noodle soup? Our special for today, we got a mixed veggies, roast pork, and mixed veggies. You want that? Okay. Do you want two orders?
Ooh, you are rude. You're very rude. Could you tell me what is in the house special?
You wait one second.
I don't want any dog. I'm surprised you don't recognize me.
I don't know. I don't. You are a customer. Do you want to order or not? I don't have your time.
I want the house special. And
the shrimp with lobster sauce, okay, yes, over rice, yes. Okay, $7.25.
Let me be firm, let me be bold. I want the pepper chicken, yes, and I want the spare rib, yes. I want extra heat on my food. Can you ring that up? And my name is Ronnie.
They want Ronnie?
Yes.
Like a run, Ronnie. Okay, do you want
It's Ronnie.
Okay, do you want something to drink? You want the almond cookie or something like that?
No, I want a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, okay. You want the one Coke, okay?
How much for the young girl by the oven back there?
You're a crazy man. You're crazy. Do you want the order? This is serious. Okay, if this is serious, you pay not, okay? $82.15.
Here's my card, you see, and throw in the girl.
I'm not throwing no girl. This is my wife.
Oh, I will give you 20 bazookas and some hand grenades and rocket launchers if I could just take the girl with me.
Okay, you go away, you come back, 25 minutes, the food ready, okay? Why don't you go back to the 80s?
I'll meet you there, Johnny.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s. This is the Chang of the ever so wondrous duo, Toscano and Chang. Tonight, I want to always remind you guys, hit us on our Facebook page, Back to the 80s Radio, and find us all the time at K-Hits 92.5, where we keep the 80s music vibe alive. Tonight, we are going to talk a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022 class. Now, I know me and Toscano, we can talk probably longer than two drunk sailors smoking the same cigarette in some hole-in-the-wall bar after a good war story. And hopefully you don't get upset with some of the hate that may come out. Now, Toscano, why don't you go ahead and fire away with mentioning this class and give it to him straight in the eyes. And I will play the devil's advocate.
It's interesting that we are going to be talking briefly about a subject that's so huge, and it's so it can be touchy if you're not careful. A lot of people can get their little feelings hurt, and I totally get it. But you got to remember, this is Back to the 80s Radio. There's no room for her little hurt feelings here. No. And after all, it's all done in fun, and it is only opinions, and in reality, opinions don't really matter. Believe it or not, out of this, 10, 15 names or whatever it is that are the first names to appear on their site, I only agree with about maybe one or two or maybe three, and that's a sincere maybe. Let's start off with Pat Benatar. We are young. And what I want to ask you, Chang, is yay or nay, all right?
Pat Benatar and her husband, Neil Giraldo, is the lead guitar player, and definitely do they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame a lot earlier than they were now. So I give them a big, strong hell yes, hey, yay, yay.
Duran.
Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand. Just like that, river dream.
Now, I want to make a little note here. I love Duran Duran. You know I love Duran Duran.
Yes, I
do. However, just because you love a band, look, I'll be the first one to admit, they are not rock.
Duran Duran. No, not at all. They are not rock and roll in the essence of rock and roll. Yes, it was created through the great bands of rock and roll, but Duran Duran, I think... Really quick, I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a lot of bullcrap. I don't think that they dive into and they do not dissect what rock and roll is. They basically go with the realm of music, and rock and roll started it all when it really didn't. I think every genre of music deserves its own Hall of Fame because it robs so many artists of not being able to make the cut. Country music should have their own Hall of Fame. Hip hop should have its own Hall of Fame. Pop music should have its own Hall of Fame. Alternative should have its own Hall of Fame, because alternative can house everything from David Bowie, Mark Bolan, into Pearl Jam, Nirvana. So that category in itself is huge. I think maybe blues or soul, rhythm and soul need their own, all the way back to Motown, even deeper than that, you know, with such greats as the Platters. I think that plateau of music needs its own Hall of Fame. I also believe that great bands that were like funk with George Clinton, the Commodores, Earth, Wind, and Fire deserve their own place in their own home. That's what I believe in a nutshell. So there's a lot of groups that we've seen that I think they just have it all wrong. And it just cuts great artists out because they glump it all into one house.
Let me say this, though, Chang. I had a little difference of opinion online, but the gentleman starts discussing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I said how I disagreed. They said, rock and roll, and I quote, rock and roll is not simply rock and roll. It is critical to recognize and include the evolution. Metal is not the same as prog. Glam is not the same as grunge. And in the early days of rock, none of those even existed. And if we don't include the evolution of rock, the entire genre would be defined strictly by the sound acts of Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Chubby Checker. And if that was the case, very little of the music created in the past 50 years would be considered rock. And a much broader definition is necessary. Hmm. So my response was the following. I say, well, you're mentioning genres within rock and roll, which I agree. But the greats that are responsible for it. Now, what about those inducted that are rap and those alike? A lot of the so-called evolution of rock is just simply not rock. So, right. You know, I totally agree with you where you mentioned each genre, if they can, should have their own Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't agree with just rock being in the Rock Hall of Fame and you work for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then might I suggest you change the name to just the Music Hall of Fame? Wouldn't that be a better suited name for the Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame? Because then you can include genres like classical music. Then you can include genres like... one of the genres that is actually disappearing now, which is blues,
mm-hmm.
and jazz. You can include, and there's tons of other genres within genres. So,
I agree.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. If you want to have something like that, then call it the Music Hall of Fame. Don't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then induct, once again, these are artists that I like, but then go ahead and induct LL Cool J. You know what I mean?
And he's already been inducted.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll bet you the majority of the individuals that vote or run the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame all enjoy making fruit salad because they'll just throw whatever fruit in a salad and call it done. And that's what they're doing with these artists. I think it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is as ridiculous as American politics. Now, here's a band that I really think is rock and roll. Let me ask you if you agree with me, the Eurythmics.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to.
Yes, I would agree. There is a lot to be said that they are more synth pop or new wave, but they are also rock. They do include rock in their music. So, yeah, I would. I think there's a fine line there, but I think they meet what is needed in order for them to be called a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. I think that they do. Now, what about Dolly Parton?
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and then.
Here's something funny. No. Dolly Parton, which, right, that's country all the way. Now, in the beginning, when she knew she was being nominated, she said, no, I want to respect those. You know, I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame because it's not rock. Now, because the votes were already counted in, it was too late. Now she kind of backtracked and she's accepting her induction into the Rock Hall of Fame as a country singer.
Well, you know what? Props to her. She's a badass in country. Gorgeous. She could act. She's funny. She's the real deal. She stayed married to the same cat all those years. He's a regular dude. And that's being very humble to acknowledge exactly the point that I don't think a lot of other people, or maybe they do get it, like, but they don't verbalize it the way we did. Right on to Dolly Parton. Here's another one. I got one for you. Lionel Richie.
Well,
remember,
look,
Commodores.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. If you go back to when he might have first started in the 70s, when he rose to fame as a songwriter and the co-lead singer of the Commodores. However, he is written down as genre. His music in the genres are written down as soul, pop, and R&B.
Yeah,
there is no rock.
Say that.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
So
maybe Commodore's early, a little bit of early funk, but no
right.
rock, brother.
Exactly. So once again, and I do want to clear this up with everybody listening. I love this artist. I love, and I know you love Lionel Richie as well. His music is great. Okay. Just like the other artist that we just mentioned. But yeah. Come on, if you're going to go into the Rock Hall of Fame, I mean, come on, voters. Choose rock and roll bands.
You got to be rock.
Let's take a little pause here, because when we come back, we're going to continue the subject, but we're also going to talk about some bands that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and are not. Don't go away. This is Back to the 80s Radio.
Greatest vocalist, indeed the greatest quasi-religious figure of the 20th century, can only be Don Ho.
That's right, Tom. Don Ho. And when you think of Don Ho, what else do you think of? That's right, Hawaii. And when you think of Hawaii, there's no denying the Headbangers Ball Escape from the Long Cold Winter with Cinderella Contest. One winner and a guest will be rocketed to the unspoiled tropical paradise of Hawaii. Tell them about it, Tom.
You and a friend will escape a long, cold winter. See Cinderella in concert. You'll play in the sand. Get a tan. Meet the band. And if you're lucky, sell personal items to the locals for 10 times what they're worth. Here's what you do.
Send in a handwritten postcard to MTV's Escape from the Long Cold Winter with Cinderella Contest. P.O. Box 1280, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10101.
So what about Don Ho?
Oh, that was just a gimmick.
For the very first time, back to the 80s.
This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. That's right. My partner and I are laughing in the background because we were just mentioning, we were talking a little bit about the list and who's on, who shouldn't, and who should be. things like that. But I want to make a little side note here to mention that a lot of the fault in this are the Grammy Awards. I blame the Grammy Awards in a lot of this, Chang. The 64th annual Grammy Awards, total nominations, Kanye has received 75. He's won 24 times. The funny thing is you get bands of rock that have made footprint in the musical arch of society that have been nominated once, twice, have never won. So that drives me nuts. And I blame a lot of it on the Grammys. You know,
MTV.
Well, yeah, the new MTV. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? And I loved MTV for the first 7 years until 89 or 90. And yeah, a lot of people say it only lasted 14 years. But as soon as 89 came around and left, MTV was over for me. For me. Anyway.
I agree with you.
You mentioned.
They suck now.
Yeah. Now, there is one gentleman on this list of inductees that I also appreciate, I like, and he has made, I mean, he's the best in his genre. Unfortunately, his genre is not rock. And I'm talking about Marshall Bruce Mathers III, otherwise known professionally as Eminem.
He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to.
So what do you think?
Not rock and roll Hall of Fame. Hip hop Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Period, right?
Bottom line.
Period. There's nothing else to say. He's rap. No. He doesn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
Period.
No. Period. Just like N.W.A.
Yeah.
Just like Tupac, Biggie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we mentioned like, LL Cool J should not be there.
LL Cool J, yeah. No. Ludacris shouldn't be in there. You know, the Wu-Tang shouldn't be in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody in hip-hop should be in the rock and roll. They should have their own. And it should be just as badass and even more badass and bolder than the rock and roll. You know what, to me, if they were to house every different genre of music into their own household hall of fame, can you imagine how badass those performances would be? Do you realize how close original hip hop and rock and roll are to each other? I mean, they moved a generation.
Yep.
They made people get up and dance. They spoke for the people that were not speaking. They spoke of hard times in life right in your face. Both rock and roll and hip hop, I think, are two of the strongest arteries in any form of music. And they're just as great as each other in their own ways and should be housed in their very own, so they are not robbed of so many great acts to reach the kingdom, brother.
I can tell you, Chang, that there is a band, and I'm going to let you mention them, but I can tell you guys that this is Chang's favorite band. It's his heart and soul. And it's a band that started way back in late 1969. And they've sold over 50 million copies of their albums. They've frequently been ranked as one of the greatest metal bands of all time. And it's finally happened in 2022, way, way, way past the time that they should have received this induction.
This has been a slap to the face. Not only to this band, but I think to many metal bands who, when they started, they were not classified as metal, but they were ass-kicking blues, hard-ass rock with two guitar players. I'm talking about the great metal gods themselves, Judas Priest.
Thank you.
finally inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after so many times they were denied and other bands were put in place. Just a sheer letdown for all us metalheads, that band. I think for anybody that really appreciates a great band, no matter what genre it is, when you have any type of music that captivates you when you first hear it, that tickles your senses, you're going to want to hear more of that or something like it. You know what I'm saying? So props finally to the Priest for making the Hall of Fame. But I do have some problems with the Priest. Now, I've seen the Priest give or take maybe five times, maybe even more. I don't like that only Rob Halford and his brother-in-law, the bass player, are the only original bands in that band. And I think for the 50th anniversary just passed, the other two guitar players were not present. But Glenn Tipton, the original writer of a lot of that music, he's down with Parkinson. So he goes in and out when he can and he can't. But I think KK Downing should have been there. That would have been a really great sight to see. But, like I said it before, every band has its day to say goodbye. I love this band. This band is the soundtrack to my youth, but I do believe this band needs to say goodbye now. You know, it's just not the same. So you might as well go out on top and enjoy that money and ride Harley Davidson's in Arizona.
Yes. And for us as the fans, to keep them and remember them as they were and not remember them as what the heck are they doing now? Kind of, we see that in bands all the time. And you know what? A lot of the things that I see with bands not being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is because their exposure during a certain period of time, for example, with Judas Priest, they had a decline in exposure during the mid-90s. And part of that is because Rob Halford went out in 92, replaced by Tim Ripper Owens, formerly of Winter's Bane. He was replaced in 96. He only recorded two albums with Judas Priest before Halford returned to the band in 2003. So you got 96 to 2003 that Judas Priest declined in their exposure. So,
I remember that like it was just yesterday. But Judas Priest had taken a turn for the worse a bit after with the Turbo Lover, that album. They went a little bit glam. Their shininess clothes came out. Rob Halford grew somewhat of a mullet type thing. Everything got a little chaotic. I don't think he liked the way the music and the music company was making them make this music. I think there was problems with that. So he bailed. But he did go play with a band called Fight, and then he came out later with Halford, which a good friend of ours on the show, Mike Davis, was the bass player for that tour of Halford. So, he kept kicking ass with two other groups, a little bit stronger and bolder, and Ripper Owens just wasn't grabbing it. There was a lot of people that they were just not biting into a tribute singer coming in.
We were talking about the groups or the artists that we believe should not be there. And in this case, we've talked a little bit about rap. Here's what ticks me off. You got bands like Judas Priest that deserved it way, way before the Notorious B.I.G. and T-Rex, which were inductees in 2020. Give me a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Give me a break.
What a screwball pitch that was.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, bro? You're aware that Harry Belafonte was on this list also. I mean, bro, did you ever bang your head with Harry Belafonte?
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
I tried to bang some chicks with Harry Belafonte, but I could never bang my head.
Let me make a quick mention of bands that are wishing they were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they are rock and roll, yet are not. Some of those bands to note are Bad Company.
When I see you smile.
Ozzy Osbourne. Motorhead.
You know I'm going to lose, the gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
Billy Idol. Motley Crue. Pantera, Kansas, Foreigner, Foghat, Eddie Money, Boston, Thin Lizzy, and the list goes on of rockers who are just sitting there waiting.
Motley Crue, no.
Give them a break. They're rock. And, they're rock. They're more rock than the Notorious B.I.G., my friend.
No comment. I don't want to anger any of us.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to. Seriously.
Can't do it, bro.
Look at me. Look at me and tell me that you hate Motley Crue that much. Where you won't even agree that they're rock.
No. They are rock.
Okay. That's all I want to know. You don't have to look at. You don't have to like them.
It's like a you're like a judge.
You're like, yeah, case dismissed.
Now hear me out.
I don't want to hear you. Let's go. So needless to say, I got to tell you that this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame keeps getting worse, and that's why I refuse to watch any of these shows. Why do I have to watch something I disagree with? You know, I don't have to agree with them. That's fine. I think that if we're inducting artists that are not rock and roll into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, why don't we join the Classical Music Alliance Association or whatever they're called as a rock group or as a rap group or as a country group and take their awards for best classical rendition of Johann Sebastian Bach or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I like where you're going with it. That would be just as stupid as some of the artists that they're putting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I like where you're going with that.
Yeah. You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio. If you just joined us, Chang and I are just ranting about our opinions on what we think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is and what it is not. Once again, we do want to clear up that it has nothing to do with the bands themselves. We like certain bands that were inducted, but we don't agree that they belong on the list. And it's not only this year, right, Chang?
No, I mean, if we could do an entire two-show special on every year that we go over a list, and I guarantee there will be so many disappointments. I can't even think of the top 20 disappointments probably in the last 2 years, 3 years, tops.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I think we should. It's crazy to think that to be inducted, you have to have at least 25 years after your first album, and you get artists that really didn't do nothing for society, don't change hearts, don't change souls, don't move stadiums, yet they're being inducted. You know what? It's just shameful.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Welcome back. This is Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you for joining us on another Friday. If you do want to leave us a little note, or if you have a suggestion for a topic in the future, we encourage you to write in to us at back2 80sradio@gmail.com. That's back2 80sradio@gmail.com. You can also visit us at khits925.com, or you can just make it easy. Just leave us a note through our Facebook page, which is where we get all of our comments and things like that. It's been great talking with you, Chang. As always, my friend, my comrade in the radio business, thanks for being here with us. Have a safe week. Be kind to each other. Let's start making this world a better place. Till next week.
This is the Chang before I release you to another Changtastic weekend. Remember, you matter. Don't ever forget that. Go out there and do something that puts a smile on your face. Have a blast. Have a ball. Have whatever you got to have to keep it rocking and rolling and get through the grind on the weekend. Remember to hit us right back here next week at Back to the 80s. I bid you all an hasta la vista, hasta mañana, hasta luego, adios, sayonara to all my bros and hoes out in the OC. Later. And to all my homies and everybody across the land, orale. Take me back.